And that was Mary Gaucher, Fall Apart World, from her new CD, Dark Enough to See the Stars. Thank you so much for all the calls. It is 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Please stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at RebeccasHerbs.com.
Support comes from VIA Mobility Services, a community transit provider. VIA is a nonprofit offering transportation and mobility options for older adults and people with disabilities. VIA gives people an option to be mobile. Services are now expanding into the Denver area. More information at viacolorado.org.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to be doing something quite different. My topic tonight is country ragtime. I'm going to try and explain a little bit about country ragtime, and then we're just going to listen to a whole bunch of great country rags. So let me start with a definition of ragtime itself from Jason and Tischner's book, Rags and Ragtime. They say, and I quote, "Ragtime is a musical composition for the piano, comprising three or four sections, containing 16 measures each, which combines a syncopated melody accompanied by an even, steady, duple rhythm." And having said that, let's just play an example. Here is Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag on the piano, as played by Walter Chodak. Thank you. All right. That was a piano rag. Now let's move on to other instruments. The heavily syncopated, regularly rhythmic style found in ragtime was a living folk tradition long before the publication of ragtime sheet music for piano. These syncopations are essentially those that you find in earlier minstrel songs and in the banjo rhythms that accompanied them. Ragtime, melodically, is clearly based on what had become the traditional folk music of the slave plantation, at least at its dances. Evidently, the term rag was applied to simple black folk melodies. The characteristics of the banjo were picked up and imitated by the pianists and fiddlers, and whose contribution to the emerging inspiration of Scott Joplin will never be fully credited. Here's a little banjo music to illustrate that. That was Tom Paley, and that was Marching Through Georgia. Well, at the same time that the Negro was contributing his syncopated melody and his banjo playing to our musical heritage, there was another folk idiom that was being fostered and continued, which was coming from the white community, and that was the English ballad, the Scottish bagpipe, the Irish jig, and other music from the British Isles, which was handed down from British settlers to their families. Those people we often refer to as, quote, early Americans, unquote. From this edition, we get the fiddle and guitar and much folk song. Thus, country ragtime had two ancestors. And here's a little country rag on the guitar. Thank you. That was Sam McGee, and that was The Victory Rag. Well, musicians are unpredictable animals and have added their own willful confusion of musical terms to the predictable inaccuracies of those engaged in publicizing it. Carelessly used, the word rag is more or less synonymous with the words like stomp or strut, indicating a fast-tempo piece full of dance spirit with perhaps a grain of true ragtime in its ancestry. That's a quote from Peter Gammon in his book. So let's listen to that great bluegrass fiddler Kenny Baker as he gives us Ragtime Annie. Ragtime was played on fiddles, guitars, mandolins, autoharps, harmonicas, jugs, washboards, and other less orthodox instruments. A newer, less structured ragtime sound was born. The musical form and content of ragtime lent itself beautifully to predominantly joyful, rural musical philosophies, even to this day. Here's a popular tune from probably the 30s, the Dallas Rag, and here are the Buckhannon Brothers. Thank you. popular offshoot of country ragtime combined fiddle music with jazz, ragtime, blues, and swing to create a subgenre called Western Swing. Here's an early example of that from 1934 by Bill Boyd and his Cowboy Ramblers. It's the Barn Dance Rag. Well, the most popular Western swing band by far was Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. First recorded in 1936, this is one of his biggest hits and initially featured his steel guitar player, Leon McAuliffe. It's the Steel Guitar Rag, and here's Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys.
Now here it comes, the mood's over. Steel guitar. And here he is. Take it away, Gene. Take it away. Tweedle old Will. Thank you.
together.
Well, some piano rags were turned into country rags. Here's a recording from the mid-1930s by Milton Brown and his Brownies, a pioneer Western swing band. It's a piano rag written in 1908 by George Botsford and features the A's and C sections of it only. It is the black and white rag. Well, probably the best-known piano rag to become a crossover country favorite was written in 1906 by Charles L. Johnson. It's called the Dill Pickles Rag. And here we have Don Reno and Red Smiley.
Thank you.
Well, we'll rest at this point and devote the remainder of this program to a collection of country rags, just ones that I've found on the shelf with the name rag in the title so that you can get an idea. And are they really rags? Do they conform to the rag form, such as was illustrated in our initial example on the piano? Or are they just fast pieces that are nice to dance to? So I'll let you be the judge. I hope you'll enjoy these. And we'll start out with Byron Burline and the Dillards doing Black Mountain Rag. Thank you. Well, that was Jimmy Arnold on the banjo with Panhandle Rag. Moving on now, back to the 1930s. This is an early recording of the Cotton Patch Rag. And it's played by a mandolinist named John Dillashaw.
Thank you.
That was James Allen Shelton on guitar, backed up by Ralph Stanley's band and Sugarfoot Rag. Well, move on to a couple of more instrumental rags here. This is by a group. Let me get this right. The name of the group is Bluegrass 96. And it's a studio band, and it was recorded in 1996, hence the name. And here is the Red Apple Rag. Thank you. That was a fine string band there, Harmony Creek String Band, and that was the Beaumont Rag. Well, we'll try and squeeze a couple more in here. Let's get Bob Wills back for an encore, and this is the Lone Star Rag. Well, we got to get out of here. We're out of time. We heard the Lone Star Rag and the Down Home Rag played by Lyman Enloe. And now we have a little bit of Panhandle Rag by Hillbilly Jazz in the background. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us this evening as we have explored some country ragtime. Quite a bit different from what we've been doing down through the years, but it's been fun to bring it to you, and I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll get back to the real stuff next week. So thank you very much, and stay tuned for Swing Shift, which comes up next.
Support comes from Tatakin Tree, serving the Colorado Front Range. Tatakin provides full-service tree care, including tree preservation, planting, and a holistic approach to pest and disease management. For more information, call 303-554-7035 or visit tadikentree.com. It's 9 o'clock and you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Next up, go get your dancing shoes. It's time for the Swing Shift.
Come to the party tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Come on and let them set your body at the Swing Cats Ball. Park Avenue will be represented tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Come on, folks, and make yourself contented at the Swing Cats Ball. John Kelso making that trumpet moan. John O'Red on that slide trombone. Then all the cats will start in swing. To join in singing at the Swing Cats Ball. Get in the groove with everybody at the Swing Cats Ball. You know, some will lag while others drag. Some will bump while others jump. Park Avenue will do their swinging tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. You can't refuse to join in singing at the Swing Cats Ball. We'll be right back.
And that'd be the Swing Cats Ball from Catherine Russell, a brand new release here to kick off the swing shift tonight on KGNU Community Radio. My name is Iris Berkeley. We are here together for an hour leading you into Jazz Lives at 10 o'clock with Roger. Big thanks to Jack, as always, for his Ragtime America. We're going to try and do things justice over the next hour or so. Like I said, kicked it off with Catherine Russell off a new release called Send For Me on Dot Time Records. Next up, we'll keep things in the new vein for just a little while. Coming up, I've got a 2020 release from Lenora Helm and the Tribe Jazz Orchestra, recorded live over 2 days with a live audience at a historical church near downtown Durham, North Carolina. The record's called For the Love of Big Band. This track is simply bebop. You want to say hello? Send me an email. It's dj@kgnu.org. You are listening to The Swing Shift, sending you through your Thursday night right here on your community radio for the Front Range and beyond, KGNU.
Say her the news, it's the new change, the blues playing bebop. Spread it around, it's a new kind of saying the bebop.